Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Nora and Maddie. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? While you're there, you can check out our new spy gear for our spy kids. You can get a water bottle or a face mask or t-shirt and hoodie and all kinds of really awesome things just for kids on the Spy Kids team. All right, so make sure you go over to kidshortstories.org/spygear to check out all that awesome stuff today. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Welcome back to Kid Short Stories Premium. Nora and Maddie were on the Spy Kids animal rescue team, and they loved their job so much. All the time, they got animal emergency calls about animals that needed help. Do you like helping animals? Yeah, me too. And so does Nora and Maddie. And today, they got a crazy phone call that was to a very, very cold place. Hey, Nora. Have you seen my Spy Kids beeper? I don't see it anywhere. Maddie, I think it's over here. Yeah, here it is. Oh, and there's a message on there. Let's listen to it. Nora and Maddie clicked the button, and it read,
Nora and Maddie, we need your help. Up towards the North Pole, there's a narwhal that needs saving. It looks like he's gotten stuck in an iceberg, and he's stuck pretty well. So we need you to head up there and help him out. Over and out.
Whoa, we've never helped a narwhal before. Do you know what a narwhal is? Yeah, he's a really funny, awesome, fun, nice whale who has a horn on his head. He's kind of like the unicorn of the ocean. And narwhals are super nice and super fun, and they talk kind of slow. And this is terrible that if he got stuck in an iceberg, how did that happen? All right, Maddie, let's get our gear and we gotta get going. Nora and Maddie grabbed all their animal rescue team gear and headed for their jetpacks. They had to make sure that they were all charged up because this was gonna be a long flight. Fully charged, perfect. They strapped on their jetpacks and blasted off towards the North Pole. Which direction do you think is the North Pole? North, you're right. And so Nora and Maddie just had to go straight north, which was getting colder and colder the further they went. It's a good thing Nora and Maddie brought nice and warm jackets. Hey, Nora. Oh, it's super cold. Whoa. All right, we're almost there, Maddie. We gotta get a little closer. I can see that iceberg just right over there. Nora and Maddie had been flying all day long for 6 hours to get all the way up to the North Pole, or close to the North Pole. As Nora and Maddie gently, carefully sat down on the iceberg, they had to look around to see where the narwhal was. Hello, does anyone need help? Maddie shouted.
I'm over here.
Oh, there he is. Nora and Maddie had finally found the narwhal. His name was Norm.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. My name is Norm, and if you can tell, I got stuck. Thank you for coming.
Oh, absolutely, Norm. My name's Maddie, and this is Nora, and we are on the Spy Kids Animal Rescue Team, and we're here to rescue you. So it seems to be the... Oh my, I see.
They could see what the problem was.
You see, narwhal, remember, narwhals have that horn like in a unicorn on the front of their head. Yeah, and he somehow had got it stuck in the iceberg. So, Norm,
Can you tell us what happened? How did you get stuck here?
Well, you see, I was racing one of the penguins, and we said the first one to touch the iceberg won an ice cream sandwich, and I really wanted to win, and I think I did, but when I touched the iceberg, it was with my horn, and I touched it very quickly. And that is why my horn went all the way through into this iceberg, and now I'm stuck.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible. You must have been here a long time. Alright, we gotta find a way to melt this ice. Nora, do you have anything in your backpack that would melt this ice to get this guy unstuck from here? We need something really hot, right? Yeah. Hot stuff melts the ice. But I don't have any of my hot gear. Do you? Nope. Maddie and Nora both didn't have any of their hot gear in their backpack. What are we gonna do? Norm, do you know anything that melts ice?
Well, you named one thing. One way to melt ice is heat, like a fire, but another way to melt ice is salt.
Did you say salt? Maddie said.
Yes, salt melts ice. It changes the freezing point of the water so that it melts into cold water, but then I'll be able to get my horn out of the iceberg. Do you have any salt?
Nora checked all through her backpack and finally, wait, yeah, I have these little salt packets that must have been left over from lunch a while ago. This is perfect. Nora and Maddie opened up all the salt packets they had and carefully spread them on the ice right around Norm's horn. Look at that, it's working. You see, salt does a pretty silly thing to ice. Water freezes at a certain temperature, right? Yeah, if water gets cold enough, it turns to ice. And when you mix salt on that ice, it changes the chemistry of the water so that the water needs to be even colder to freeze. And so that means it melts the ice in and turns it back into water, which is exactly what we need to do, right? Yeah. All right. Just a little bit more and perfect.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Norm was able to get his horn out of the ice because the ice melted enough. Wow, Norm, that's so cool. Thanks for teaching us about salt. We didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thanks for coming all the way up here. That ice cream sandwich that I won in my race. Can I share some with you as a way of saying thank you?
We love ice cream sandwiches. That would be awesome, Norm. We'd love to come with. Norm, Maddie, and Nora spent the rest of the day together eating ice cream sandwiches. And Norm showed them some really cool places to explore before they had to go home. Nora and Maddie knew that they couldn't stay long because the sun sets early when you're this far up north in the winter. So they put their jetpacks back on and blasted off towards home. Bye, Norm! We'll see you later!
Bye, guys!
The end.